The fate of children detained on Nauru, it's a hot political issue right now. Labor has expressed a willingness to shift its stance on those refugees. The coalition playing down a possibility of a grand bargain struck with New Zealand. But still, there is some progress in that conversation. Of course, at the centre of the issue are the refugees themselves. In this instance, though, on Nauru, Behrouz Bachani is an Iranian journalist and writer. He's detained on Manus Island. Now, Behrouz, as we talk, the political conversation in Australia about refugee kids on Nauru is becoming, well, increasingly hopeful, I guess, for those kids. How do you hear that? What does that look like from your perspective on Manus Island?
Yeah, actually, you know, we are following the news closely from Manus Island and Nauru. It is a big positive step forward, and we are so hopeful that finally these kids get up from that island, that, you know, harsh place. And, you know, I would like to mention that most of the refugees are happy to go to New Zealand and never put their foot on Australian soil. But still we have some concern. The main issue is that, you know, there is a big and important question that what will happen for other people who remain, that 150 people. So what will happen for other people? And also what will happen for those people who have family in Australia? Also, we have a very bad experience deal with America, because they used that deal for keeping us here for years. And just 180 people from Manus left America right now. So the process is very slow, and it has a very negative impact on refugees and police.
When was the last time that you had any sort of discussion personally with Australian officials about your future?
Over the past 5 years, actually, they never talk with us and give us information.
If there was a possibility that you could go to New Zealand or some other third country on the condition that you would never be able to go to Australia, would you accept that condition?
Yeah, of course. I will accept this, though it will be a big discrimination. Because, don't know, on future, the people, maybe they become businessmen, they became, you know, cultural activists, they should visit Australia. It will be a discrimination, but I will accept this if they offer me, and I am happy about that. Many people are ready to sign a letter, say that just let us go and leave this island, and we never go to Australia.
There was a recent incident with an Iranian refugee assaulted on Manus Island. Last we heard, he was in a critical condition. Do you have any update on how he is doing?
Yeah, actually, that happened about 2 nights ago. He was unconscious for about 3 or 4 hours. Already 7 people died on Manus. And it's really hard for us to injure another person died. Because when someone dies, negative impact on our situation.
The local police commander, David Yapu, now he says the man was married to a local woman. He's called for locals in the area to respect refugees. Is there a continuing issue with hostility towards the refugee community from Manus Island locals?
Actually, I don't know his personal story, but, you know, the problem on Manus is that this island is very small population. About 3,000 people are living in Lorongo town, so we are 600 people. Of course, it's really hard for a small community to accept 600 foreign men.
The Wentworth by-election, Behrouz, at the weekend just passed, the conditions for refugees on Manus and Nauru was a big issue in that vote, and there's a federal election coming early next year in Australia where, again, this will be an issue. Does that Does that create a sense of possibility and hope for the people on Manus?
Yeah, first I would like to say that the by-election result actually was a strong message to the government that keeping innocent people in a situation like this on Manus and Nauru doesn't have this potential that the government gets political benefits. So I think it is over. Taryn felt she was, you know, obviously was supporting the refugees, and she said that if I get elected, I will support these people to get out from those islands. And people accepted that. But the problem is that we have experienced many political changes in Australia over the past 5 years.
Yes.
We have had three or four prime ministers, but nothing changed for us, nothing happened. But this time, I think it is a positive change, and we are hopeful that she continue to support us and we finally get her from this island.
Behrouz, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Behrouz Bachani, he's an Iranian journalist and writer. He's detained on Manus Island. You can buy his book, written on Manus, No Friend But the Mountains. That's out now. And this is RN Drive.